half-life. She moves in a half-life, imperfect. From a place on the stairs, or sat in the back seat. Sometimes you're only a passenger in the time of your life, and the snow on the mattress, blown in from the doorway, it would take pack mules and provisions to get out alive. There were concerts and car crashes. There were kids she'd attended and repeat indiscretions, for which she'd once made amends. And there's ice on the windshield, and the wipers are wasted, and the metal is flying between her and her friends. She'd abandon them there in the hills of Appalachia. She threw off the sandbags to lighten the load. As soon as the sun rose, the keys were in the ignition, following the tire tracks of the truck sanding the road. There had to be drugs running through the girl's body. There had to be drugs, and they too had a name. And the adrenaline rush had left her exhausted, when under the blue sky, nothing need be explained. Then there is no makeup, just inexhaustible indifference. And there's comfort in that. so you feel unafraid. And the radio falls silent, but for short bursts of static. And she sleeps in a house that once too had a name.